My name's Greg Palmer and I'm the musical director for Mother Courage. I became involved in this project around about last May when Chris Hohner, the artistic director of the Library Theatre, rang and told me that the Library Theatre was going to do Mother Courage and that he wanted a musical director involved. In the first instance, we were looking at using some music which already existed, which had been written by a composer called Paul Dessau, who Brecht collaborated with in the 50s. We had a listen to that music and we decided we didn't really like it very much. So we asked the Brecht Foundation for permission to write our own score. So I did some demos of some songs for Chris to have a listen to. He decided that he quite liked them, and then we decided that we were going to go ahead and do the project. That's how I became to be involved.
Have any musical styles or composers influenced your work on this show?
I have worked in many and varied musical styles and genres over many, many years working in theatre, so I suppose it all gets mixed up in my head. So I guess there are all sorts of things, but I have tried to follow Chris's initial brief, which was that this play, although Brecht set it in the 30 Years' War, which was in the 17th century, the idea is that any of this could have happened at any time and it still has a resonance today. So I decided that I could be quite eclectic with my musical choices. So, for example, there is a country and western song that the chaplain sings. The song that Yvette, the prostitute, sings is a tango, or it's a tango kind of quasi bossa nova thing. There's quite a lot of Middle East European Balkan rhythm. It's kind of quite hard to get away from the Kurt Weill, Bertolt Brecht collaborations, and I've worked on quite a few of those over the years. So harmonically, that is definitely in the mix, but it's really quite wide-ranging. And the other important thing to say is that the company who act the show also play the music as well. So we don't have a pit band. Everyone sings and everyone plays, which is a really exciting thing, I think, for an audience to see.
How important is it to be closely involved with the rehearsal process? And is this the way you always work when composing a musical score?
I almost always get involved in the rehearsal process. I think it's a great way to work. I mean, the greatest thing for me working in theatre is to be involved in the creative process in the rehearsal room. It just enables me to feed off the ideas that the actors have and what the director has, and if there's a choreographer, then that person too. So it's definitely a collaborative process, and that's a really exciting and wonderful thing to be part of.
Have you enjoyed working with Brecht's lyrics?
Yes, I have. They're very demanding and obviously very specific to the storyline of the show. So I've tried to make sure that my treatments of the song lyrics are apt.
You take a few acting roles as well as being musical director for the show. How much of a challenge has this been?
It's a huge challenge. I've done a tiny bit of acting over the years, usually just odd little pieces here and there where I've been involved in the show and played as well. But I haven't really done anything like that for about 10 years. And there are quite a few small parts that have involved quite a lot of line earning on my part. And that's been quite a challenge. So I think I've managed to nail most of the lines now. Whether I can deliver them on stage is a different matter.